From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Are you a real New Yorker? We will see if you can prove it now. With a little help from Time Out New York. Maybe you've seen their cover story this week. It's not really a story. Are You a Real New Yorker is the cover. It's really a cover quiz, and it is so much fun. We invited some Time Out folks to come in and do a radio version. Let's prove our New York mettle here. You can get in line right now to try to demonstrate that you are a real New Yorker. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Call us up and take a shot. You have nothing to lose and probably nothing to win. But if you can answer three questions in a row, you at least get bragging rights at whatever party you go to this weekend that you are a real New Yorker. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. My guests are Allison Rosen, Associate Features Editor for Time Out New York, and Billy Cohen, Contributing Editor to Time Out New York. Hi, Allison. Hi, Billy.
Hi.
And, gosh, this is a great quiz. As I said before the break, it's creative. And it's hard.
Who wrote it? A bunch of us wrote it. We got a lot of questions from people on staff, and we just looked around for questions that would stump people.
And I think I'm pretty good, and I'll bet I got a majority wrong. Did you set the difficulty level on purpose?
Well, I think in order for people to call themselves a real New Yorker, you know, they should be able to know quite a bit, right? Part of the fun of being a New Yorker is feeling like you know everything.
This is not, there you go. So this is not just one of those little self-esteem raisers. This is okay.
We want to know.
Well, you know what? We have plenty of potential contestants. So why don't we just jump right in? And how do you want to do this? You're going to go down the question list as it appears in the magazine or some other way?
No, we chose specific questions that we think would be good for
the radio version.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
The audio.
Seema in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hello. Did I say your name right? Is it Seema?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Seema. Are you ready to prove that you're a real New Yorker?
I am.
Okay. And you have not taken this quiz already, right?
No, I have not.
Okay. But you do read Time Out, right?
Yes.
Just kidding.
It's a great magazine.
How much did you pay her for that?
Not that much. Okay. So let's
proving you're a real New Yorker.
Ouch. Okay. Here we go. Seema, what type of body of water is the East River? A river, B, an inlet, C, an ocean tributary, or D, a tidal estuary?
Are you for real? an ocean inlet?
Okay. Seema,
we're
going to go on, right? We're going to give three shots on each question. If three people can't get it right, then we'll give the answer and we'll continue to the next question. Saul in Queens. You hear that?
Good morning. And
Queens is a good place from which to try to answer this question, since the East River, you could probably tell us, does run between Manhattan and Queens, as well as Brooklyn.
Okay.
Hey, Saul, do you need me to read the question again, or do you remember it?
Yes, please.
Okay. What type of body of water is the East River? A river, B, an inlet, C, an ocean tributary, or D, a tidal estuary?
I'll have to go with B.
That is correct.
A tidal estuary.
Yay.
Now, thank.
Well done.
Okay, Saul, you get to go on to question two here in a minute. But wait, now Billy and Allison, can you actually tell us what a tidal estuary is?
The East River is one.
Very good. It's not technically a river because the ocean. I happen to know this one. The ocean is exerts such a powerful influence here that it flows one way when the tide is going in and the other way when the tide is going out. The Hudson River, too. So even though the Hudson River starts on top of Mount Marcy way up in the Adirondacks and flows down to the ocean, a around here and all the way up to above the Tappan Zee Bridge, it's when the tide is in, it's kind of going the other way because the ocean exerts such a powerful influence.
We should have guessed you got that one right.
More than you ever wanted to know about tidal estuaries in New York City.
We should have had you around when we were writing the question.
Another question for Saul.
Okay, Saul, you ready?
Wait a minute. Does that first question, was there two answers for that, B and D?
No. B would be an inlet, which is something else, which we're not going to bother to go into. And D is a tidal estuary. You got it right. Don't complain.
Okay, shoot for the next one.
All right. The Williamsburg Bridge is thought to have been inspired by which of the following? A, the Colosseum. B, the Eiffel Tower. C, the Space Needle. Or D, the Empire State Building.
And let me say you've got a great full-page click of the bridge here in the magazine.
Yes.
I really like that shot.
Can I get that one more time quickly?
Sure. A, the Colosseum. B, the Eiffel Tower. C, the Space Needle. Or D, the Empire State Building.
Has to be A or B. What were the two again? The Colosseum?
Colosseum or the Eiffel Tower?
Real New York question. The Willie has to be the Eiffel Tower?
That's right.
That's right. And I think that the picture really kind of shows it, you know? It's got that erect or set look.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually, just a little behind the scenes information, one of the choices originally was an erect or set, and then we changed
it. Oh, look at
that. That was the answer. Anybody who picks C or D, they should take away their Real New Yorker label.
Okay.
Yes.
Next, Saul's one question away from being deemed a Time Out New York Real New Yorker.
All right, here we go, Saul. Pressure is on. Whose death were the patrons of the Stonewall Inn mourning on the night of the Stonewall Revolution?
Okay.
A, Judy Garland.
No.
B, John Lennon. C, Marilyn Monroe. D, Edie Sedgwick.
And whose death were they celebrating when?
Well, mourning.
That morning. I'll go with D.
No, they were mourning.
They were mourning it on the...
It was evening, but they were mourning. Yes. Not celebrating.
Sorry, I will go with Edie Sedgwick, D.
Ooh,
sorry, Saul.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you did great up to that point. Thank you very much. We're going to go next to Bob in Manhattan. Bob, do you need that question repeated?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, here we go, Bob. Whose death were the patrons of the Stonewall Inn mourning on the night of the Stonewall Revolution?
Oh, boy.
A, Judy Garland. B, John Lennon. C, Marilyn Monroe. Or D, Edie Sedgwick?
What was the previous answer?
Oh, well, that's fair enough to ask. He guessed Edie Sedgwick.
So I'd say Marilyn Monroe.
I'm
I'd
sorry.
Say that's wrong.
Oh. You are not a real New Yorker. Pack your bags.
Sorry, Bob. Okay, Jay in Manhattan, do you need the question repeated?
No. Everybody knows it's Judy Garland.
Yes.
It is Judy Garland. Of course, it was 1969 that the Stonewall riot happened, and Marilyn Monroe died well before that. John Lennon died well after that. So, of course, it had to be either Sedgwick or Garland, and, of course, it was Judy Garland. Next question.
Having proved my trivia credentials, could I say that I'm hosting a trivia quiz on Sunday night here in New York?
Plug away, Jay. Where is it?
At the Night Cafe, which is at 106th and Amsterdam. There's a quiz every 8:30, every Sunday night at 8:30. I often host. Also, the owner of the bar, who is former Jeopardy champion Brian Flanagan.
Oh, yeah.
And people can win wine and beer.
Is that I used to live right there. Is that a brand new place?
No. It's been there for many, many years. It's just north of 106th on the west side of Amsterdam.
Okay.
You may have seen Brian in the Oscar-nominated documentary, The Weather Underground. He's the only former Weather Underground member who have also won $23,000.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, very good. All I guess they're changing what they do there from when I lived around that neighborhood. Next question for Jay.
All right, Jay. An egg cream traditionally contains A, eggs.
No.
B, cream.
No.
C, eggs and cream.
D,
none of the above.
None of the above.
That's right.
Can you tell us, Jay? This is extra credit.
Right, what's in it?
What's in it? Seltzer, syrup, something else that I'm blanking out on.
Milk, that's it.
Milk, of course.
Seltzer, chocolate syrup, and milk.
And there's always debate about what the correct order to put the ingredients in is.
Syrup, always first.
And do you know what kind of syrup?
Well, chocolate syrup if you're a real New Yorker.
Foxes, you bet.
Okay, you're right. Okay, next question. Two right for Jay.
All right. Which famous poet was once the editor of the Brooklyn Daily Eagle? A, Walt Whitman. B, Marianne Moore. C, Ezra Pound. Or D, Edna St. Vincent Millay.
Well, you know that Mayor Kahane used to write the baseball, the Yankees coverage for them. But, of course, Walt Whitman is the poet famously associated with the Brooklyn Eagle.
That's right. Yes.
Jay, a ringer, because he hosts trivia quizzes of his own, is a Time Out New York WNYC Real New Yorker. Congratulations.
Thank you. There's nothing better than bragging rights.
There you go.
Don't forget, 106th at Amsterdam, the Night Cafe, 8:30 this Sunday and every Sunday night.
Well, in that case, have fun at your gig, and don't forget to tell them that you won this honor on 93.9 and AM 820.
I will.
And this
Jay.
Honor came from Time Out New York.
There you go. Alex in Staten Island. How you doing, Alex?
Hey, how are you today?
Okay. So, what you got for Alex? And if you're just joining us, we are with Allison Rosen and Billy Cohen from Time Out New York, whose cover story is not a story at all, but a cover quiz. Are you a real New Yorker? Prove it. See page 20. And that's where we are. What you got?
Okay, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Which of the following restaurants is not owned by Mario Batali?
Uh-oh.
A, Casamano. D, Del Posto. C, Otto. Or D, E. Truly?
D, E. Truly.
That's
okay.
Right.
Oh, very
That's
good.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. Hey,
now, I've eaten in two Batali restaurants, but Otto was the only one of those four that I knew. So
excellent. Okay, so that was a lucky shot.
Go.
All right. Where did the term getting 86th originate? A, from a restaurant that had 86 items on its menu. B, in 1887, bar hoppers used it to refer to night spots that were no longer cool. C, it's cop code for removing a perpetrator from the scene of a crime. Or D, from getting thrown out of the speakeasy Chumleys at 86 Bedford Street.
It's C, I believe.
I'm sorry, say it again?
C, the police term?
It's not.
Oh, darn.
Oh, well. Nice try, Alex.
You're 86.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. And I always thought it was Maxwell Smart. Jack in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jack.
Hi, good morning.
All right. Do you have that question, or do you need it again?
Do you want to repeat that one?
Yes.
The origin of the term 86th.
Yes, where did it come from? A, from a restaurant that had 86 items on the menu. B, in 1887, bar hoppers used it to refer to night spots that were no longer cool. C, it's cop code for removing a perpetrator from the scene of a crime. Or D, from getting thrown out of the speakeasy Chumleys at 86 Bedford Street.
Gosh. In fact, I thought it was what the other chap answered, but obviously that's not the answer. My guess would be D, about 86 Chumleys there.
And you'd be right.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Well done.
Next one.
The letters of the IRT, the city's first subway system, stood for A, Independent Rapid Transit, B, Interborough Rapid Transportation, C, Interborough Rapid Transit, or D, Independent Royal Transportation.
Oh, that's Interborough Rapid Transit. I'm an old-timer.
That's right.
The IND.
Do you still refer to it by the RRT and the IND?
Yeah, and the BMT.
And the BMT.
My great-aunt Seal, who lived near White Plains Road, used to say, we're going to take, she didn't say we're going to the number 4 train. She used to say, we're going to take the independent line.
and way back, you had to pay when you went from one division to the other. You had to pay an extra nickel.
I think even my great-aunt Seal doesn't go back that far. Okay, but that's two. One more. And Jack in Queens is a real New Yorker. Go.
All right. Who's buried in Grant's tomb? A, Ulysses S. Grant and his wife, Julia Dent. B, Grant and his dog, Shiloh. C, Grant and his VP, Schuyler Colfax. Or D, no one.
Oh, I think it's Grant and his wife, I think, A.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job.
Ooh, congratulations.
Okay. Hey, and Jack in Queens, our second real New York. In fact, didn't both our real New Yorkers come from Queens? Oh, no, the other one was from Manhattan, right. Saul almost made it from Queens.
Yeah.
Okay, Jack, congratulations. You've got bragging rights for the entire weekend.
Okay, thank you.
They expire, though, Sunday night at midnight. Okay, don't forget.
Make the most of them.
Okay, Emily in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi.
Ready to prove your New York medal? Did you ever live in the city?
Did I ever live in the city? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A couple of times.
Because these are all like city questions.
Yeah.
But go for it. What you got for
And this
Emily?
One's a little hard. What was Mayor LaGuardia's colorful nickname? Is it A, Little Flower? B, Little Mayor, C, Pepe, or D, Buzzy?
It was Little Flower.
That's right.
Buzzy.
Nice.
After Ruth Buzzy?
All right. To be a Radio City Rockette, a dancer must be how tall? A, under 5'2", B, between 5'6 and 5'10", C, between 5'2 and 5'5", or D, over 5'10"?
I thought it said the legs have to be proportionately at least 73% of your height.
I think it was the one between 5'6 and 5'10.
That is correct.
All right. That's two for Emily.
And the third one is particularly appropriate for this weekend. When did the first New York City Marathon take place?
Ooh.
Was it 1969, 1954, 1982, or 1970?
And I want to know how many people in the East Village right now are rooting against Emily because she moved to the burbs.
Well, I moved here from somewhere else, not from the city.
Okay.
From further up.
I see. So you're somebody who's moved to the New York metropolitan area, which changes the entire context.
Well, back to the New York metropolitan area, but I lived in the city on a bunch of occasions. I think it was 1970.
That's correct.
Hey, Emily, Ooh. You're a real New Yorker.
Don't spread it around that even if you live in the suburbs, you can be a real New Yorker.
Emily, thanks a lot. Congratulations. Josh in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What you got for Josh?
All right, Josh. Which kind of cockroach is the most common in New York City apartments? The American cockroach, the German cockroach, the brown-banded cockroach, or the Oriental cockroach?
The Oriental.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Josh. We're going to go to David in Glen Ridge, who's going to dare to try this from New Jersey. David, did you ever live in the city?
Not for very long. I mean, I've lived around the city all my life.
Okay, all right. So let's see what he can do.
German
just
cockroach.
A theoretical observer. German cockroach.
That is correct.
That's right.
That's
yes.
One.
Come on, challenge me.
All right, next time, same question, only this time it's a rat. Norwegian rat, black rat, garden rat, or broker rat? Which
Norwegian
is the most
rat.
Common? That's right.
Oh, bring it on.
He knows his vermin.
He doesn't even need to pause. He's got it.
Bring it on, Time Out New York. Do you have rats and cockroaches in Glen Ridge?
No. Are you kidding?
That's why you moved there.
Huh?
That's why you moved there.
That's right.
Okay, bring it on. What are you scouring there, girls? You got really hard one? Is that what you're doing?
No.
You're not going in order? You're just
we
getting like the
really
hardest
hard
question?
Maybe we should give him a really hard one.
No, well, keep in mind, I do live in New Jersey.
But nothing is stumping you.
Well, all right. Name the club where Madonna is seen dancing and desperately seeking Susan. Limelight, Pyramid Club, Coney Island High, or Danceteria?
That's a very New York question. Although the rest of it takes place in New Jersey, doesn't it?
Is that Limelight? Limelight?
No, it's not.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, David, and you did.
I haven't seen that movie in 30 years.
You did so well on the vermin.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, let's see. We've got a minute left. Let's see if we can go real fast with Josh in Manhattan. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Okay, real quick.
Hey, Josh, we're going to ask if you can name these fictional New Yorkers. Okay, you ready?
Okay. Yep.
A Plaza penthouse residing six-year-old.
I'm sorry, what? Can you say it again?
This six-year-old lives in the Plaza penthouse. Who is she?
Madeline, right?
Madeline is French.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I think we're just going to have... Josh, thanks. And we're just going to have to reveal that the girl living in the plaza who's 6 years old is...
Eloise.
There are all those stay-at-home moms and dads popping their heads, Eloise! I don't stay home and raise a stupid kid for nothing. But you are on the phone, folks. So, this has been so much fun. Thank you very much.
This is a quiz
worth taking. In this week's Time Out New York, you'll see the bright yellow cover with the, I don't know, New Times Roman font, I think, that says, Are you a real New Yorker? Prove it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.